And we see in the gospel reading, Jesus teaching us again, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He did not say, you can be salt of the earth, or you can be light of the world. Or he also did not say, you have to be salt of the earth, or you have to be light of the world. No. He is clear in his message to all of us. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Jesus uses these images of salt and light. Let's see what was the importance of salt and light at the time of Jesus. We know the word salary comes from the salt money. In the ancient world, they used to exchange their things with the amount of salt they share, and they receive in return some things from others. That was a great trade and business between the nations. And also we know how the salt is made up of the purest of water and sun. So it symbolizes the purity. And salt also used, of course, we do have now electricity and a lot of refrigerators to preserve food. But in those days, we used to mix the salt in the meat, the fish, or the fruits to preserve. And the salt also used in the food, which gives flavor. So that was the importance of the salt even today. And Jesus uses this image, you are the salt of the earth. Like the salt is so pure, we need to live the purity of life. Like the salt adds flavor to our food, we need to add flavor to our Christian life. We need to give the taste of love, joy, peace, generosity, understanding to others.